There we go.
Good morning.
We're on. Bays, Ahmed Bays. Okay, where is... Okay, what's about nine lines up or so. Amma Rebbe Chanina, Misura. Rebbe Chanina, who was from Sura, it's a place in Bavel. So he said, Lo Lema, a person should not say, Inish, person, Le'ita say, to his wife, right? It's like an Isha, his wife, right? There's sometimes the shin and the top and the shin switch, so like Isha, Itasa, okay, his wife. Bezmanazah, nowadays, when we don't have a base of Mikdash, don't say the following. Lo Tistatri, don't go into seclusion. Bahadi means with, Ploni, with Ploni. Basically, a person shouldn't do kinui to his wife. We're going to see that when a person does kinui, he says the way you do it is don't be in seclusion with that guy. He tells her, don't be in seclusion with that guy. So don't do kinui to your wife. Why? Dilma, perhaps, Kaimalan, Karebi Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. Perhaps we pass in like Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. Right? De Omar, kinui alpi atzmo. He says that kinui will be sufficient with one person. And right, a mistatra, and then she will go. So he'll do the kinui. He kicked off the procedure, and then she's going to be mistatra. She's going to go in seclusion with a man, and people are going to see it, right? And she's going to be osa, right? Veleika heidna, and there isn't a heidna means nowadays, yeah. Mesota, there's no mesota. Lemibdika, to check her out if she's innocent or if she's guilty. And what's going to happen? V'ka'osala, he's going to prohibit her, alave, upon him, isa de la'olam. She's never going to be able to get out, she's never going to be able to prove her innocence, so therefore we're going to have to, I actually don't know. I don't know what the halacha would be. Maybe he's also to have relations with her for the rest of his life. I don't know if he would have to give her a kesuva. Probably be making me a kesuva. I don't know what would be the kesuva though, because we don't know. It's like a suffix, but it's just a place where you don't want to be. She's stuck. She's in a situation where you can't clarify it, and he's never going to be able to be with her again. So don't do that. And I saw in the back. I think it was the. I don't know, the Mitzvah Eitan, I think it was, he says, and in the old days, you could just go, she could work out, wow, this guy is over the top, he's doing kiddie to me, so she'll work out, she said, grab some Eidim, come to the shul, get a couple of Eidim, and said, I'm going to go into, seclusion with this guy, witness it, and then we'll go to the base of Mikdash and we'll show him. I don't know why she want to do that, but you could get out of it, she can get the process going and they could clarify it. Omar Reish Lakish. Now here we go. Now we're going. It's like a question which he's got an answer for. Ma loshon kinui. What does kinui mean? What is the loshon of kinui? Okay. So the answer is dova is something hametil that places right metilas yidaim right that taking or but here it's the is places kina it puts kina. So Rashi translates kina as kas. It creates anger. Baina, between his wife, and this is interesting, Labaina Chaim and the other people. There's going to become negative anger. People are going to be upset with his wife. Okay, we'll get back to that. Alma, right, it comes out, Kosova, he holds, yeah, Reish Lakish, Kinui, Alpi Atzmo, Kinui, right, we're going to say, Kinui, can be done by himself, like Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, Bechuli Alma, and all the world, meaning all the people, Lo Yodi, they don't know, the Konila, that he did Kinui. Okay, so basically, the Amri, and people are going to say, my Dekama, that what's Rash translated as Kama as Lifanenu, what is this before us? Dekar Badla. That she's separating from us, like an Havdalah, right? The people are going to say, she was a popular woman, she was involved in the community, and she was, and she sometimes had parlor meetings with important men, whatever, and now suddenly she just disappears and she's not, you know, hanging around with people anymore, and people are going to be offended. She just suddenly stopped, you know, so they're going to get angry with her. Va'asu, and they're going to come, lemetabad, to do, kina bahada, they're going to become angry with her. Okay, that's one opinion.
So now, the ramifications of doing kina is that it separates
her
from the community.
Yeah, and they don't know that there was kinui, so they're going to take it personally and think it's, and they're going to blame her. Okay, that's... Never blame him. Well, Rav Yema, you're going to see, he's going to get it in this opinion. Rav Yema by Rabbi Shlamya Mishmeda Abaye. Okay, this statement in the name of Abaye, Omar, he says it's in a similar vein, but it's Dava Hametil, something that places Kina, Kas, Beinoi, between him, the husband, Obeina, and the wife. It's going to create anger, a cast between them. So Alma, so also, right, Kosova, Kinui Alpishnaim. He holds that Kinui is done in front of two people, like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer. Pishnaim Edim, for Chuli Alma, Yodi, and all of the world know, Dekanila, that he did Kinui to her, because he's in front of two, gets around. It was witnessed, you know, it was in the local paper, he did Kinui to her, V'ihu, right, who and it's him, the Asi, that he's going to come, Lemetabad, to do Kina, anger, Bahada, with her. Why? Why is he going to be angry with her? Because she's going to make him angry. Because she's, right, she's saying, look at Rashi, right, last Rashi on the bottom left, Iyu, the Asi, Lemetabad, Kina, Bahada, right, Shazu, right, this means the woman, Maknitosoi. Maknitosoi means makes him angry. She starts like starting up with him. Al Shechoishta, because he's suspecting her. Right, so basically, so over here, everyone understands the situation, all the external people, because they know that he did Sirah, and therefore they understand why she's not hanging around with the guys anymore. This was the Kinui, thank you. Right, they understand why she's not hanging around with the people, but she's going to be angry with him. That she did.
She can't hear.
Right.
So we're trying to prevent her.
No, it's just saying this is that we're seeing from the what is this the word kinui means kas, right? So where's the source of the anger? Is the source of the anger coming from the outside because they're upset with her because they think that they're taking it personally that she's trying to separate herself from them, or is it that she's angry with him? Yeah, that basically he's suspecting her and therefore there's going to create internal strife. Shimon asked, Bechora, according to the first opinion, also there's going to be strife between them.
No, you haven't got two aim.
What's that?
In the rule from the Gemara, the strife is caused by the fact that the coal gets out and it's public knowledge, yeah, and she's embarrassed by it.
Ah, very good. Okay, good. And it's because of the coal.
Right.
He's answering the question. He says, but she's upset because it sounds like, you know, he's publicised that she's a.
I mean, that's why it says. Where's Rabbi Kinui Alpishnaim? Because otherwise, why does it say Dafka?
Yeah. Very good. What's that?
Everyone's going to be angry with.
Yes, her. Correct.
It doesn't say anything about her to them.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't say anything about him to her.
Correct.
So Shimon's question still applies. Why is
he struggling?
He's struggling
an answer,
right?
No, but he did in a second. Let's leave that. Okay. So, yeah, yes and no. The answer is Alma Kosova. He holds. Oh, both now Kasavri. I read that wrong. Alma, we see. Yeah, Kasavri. They're so brave. These two opinions, Reish Lakish and Abaye, they hold the Osa Lakanois. It's Osa to do Kinui. Right, like our Mishnah, we said right, a mechanically ishtoi is loshen is bidyeved, right? So that right. So now the other there seems to be another opinion. Umanda oma mutter lekanois, the person who holds it's permissible to do kinui, mahu loshen kinui. So what is kinui then? According to that opinion, right? We know you're not supposed to create anger in the world, yeah. So what's the kinui according to the person that it's a mitzvah to or it's a mutter to do kinui? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ein kinui ela loshen hasra'a. Kinui is a loshen of hasra, of warning. He's warning his wife. He's saying, listen, this is not a good, don't go, don't be with him. It's not good for you. Yeah, it's not good. So he's warning her. V'chein hu omer, and similarly it says, right, we're going to be approved. V'yikane Hashem la'artsoi. And this is Hashem warned upon his land. He made a warning upon his land. So we see over here that the word kinui can be used as a warning. Tanya. Hi, Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir says, Adam, a person, Oiver Aveira, Beseisa. A person does a sin privately. So Rashi says over here, this is actually alluding to the person over here is the woman, the Sota. A woman, she secretly goes, she's doing funny things with this guy. Yeah? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is going to machriz, is going to shout out this alav begolui. He's going to reveal publicize this is sinner. Right? Shinema. Because we're going to prove it from the Pesukim. Va'avar. So we're going to say va'avar over here. We're going to prove that the word va'avar means like to cry out or like a proclamation. Right? So I'm going to translate this with there's a proclamation upon him, upon the husband. Right? Ruach we're going to see coming up is a ruach. Is this like an urge? Right? He feels the need he's a sense of kina comes upon the husband, but Hashem made him do this, yeah, and which is going to bring out his wife's sin. The ein avera, right? Some people say avra, but Rashi is goras avera. The ein avera ela loshen hachraza. It's a loshen of hachraza of an announcement. Shinema.
So how do you translate
How do you translate the pasuk? Yeah. Oh no, so that is what I did. There will be a proclamation upon him. Yeah? Because he's with an urge of kina. I was struggling with that, yeah. It's a bit hard to, yeah. Also, we're going to say, but there's an allusion that we're going to see the word. Let's carry on. The Ya'avor is Loshen of Achrozes, which we should know. Let's see. Shinem of Yitzav Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made a commandment, v'ya'aviru kol b'machaneh, and there was a call which was cried out in the machaneh. So if you look at Musaf Rashi over here, so this is the bottom right for you, the bottom right, Likutei Rashi. He says the ein avera ela loshen hachraza. You see that? Right, you can look at your name, right, yeah? It says, V'havaros shofar. It's shofar, this sounds familiar, right? Yeah, right? Loshen v'ya'aviru kol v'machaneh. Loshen achraza. This is what we learn in Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the allusions to shofar. This is how many shofar blasts do you blow. And, okay. Now, Reish. Let's just do this one more thing and then we'll stop. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish. Some people say it's better that way. Amar Reish Lakish. Ein Adam Oiver Aveira. A person is, when he does an Aveira, Ela Im Kain, unless Nichnas Boy, this is a famous Chazal, and unless it came in him, a Ruach Shtus, right? A Ruach Shtus.
Temporary insanity.
Yes, thank you, Ari. Shinema. Ish, and we're going to prove it from Sota, right? Ish ki sister ishtoi. When a person will do when his wife will be tishte on him, right? So tishte, I always understood tishte was lashon that she's going to like go off the way, but I looked at the Marsha and I didn't get a chance to look at the pasuk because he says, well, let's just finish it off. Yeah, it says tishte ksiv. Right, it says Tishda, which Gil noticed this. It says he doesn't say with the samach. He could have said with the samach. Why does it say with the right? Why does it do with the sin to allude to shin? Right, so shoita. When a woman's she's a shoita, she's foolish, and that's how znus comes around through foolishness. And we're applying this to all Averas, that it's a temporary insanity that will be from a person. Okay, we'll stop here.